Well, we opened a mental health action program to provide nurse navigation or a case management model for residents in the area that have something that's preventing them from being successful with their mental health care. So we started seeing clients the first week of October. Our original goal was to have 30 referrals and be case managing 10 clients by April, but we've had over 50 referrals and we're case managing about 35 people right now. So common needs are just the lack of an actual mental health care provider. So we're helping them get services for counseling and medication management. But we're also seeing a lot of people with needs in the areas of transportation, housing, and food. We've been talking about mental health and identifying it as a problem for a few years. And so the opportunity with this federal funding was golden. And we've definitely proven that there is a huge need in our community for this type of service.
A little bit about the key components here of the collaboration. I mean, that's how this thing is working, because there are many players involved in pushing this thing forward. Can you highlight some of those or explain to us why that is so important?
So one thing is the consistency and the collaborative approach really helps people have access to all the needed resources and then increases our communication amongst partners. So we're able to work directly with law enforcement, the schools, the hospital, the clinic, and have people talk about one person and meet as a team and think what would be the best thing for them with all of us working together. And that's proven to be really helpful already. We're developing a school-based program already, particularly at Sherrard High School, Mercer County High School, and Mercer County Junior High, where we have a case manager that's actually on site doing work now. We have the grant helps pay for some of the funding for the licensed clinical social worker and the nurse practitioner at the clinic. So we have access to those type of high-level mental health providers right here in our own community. And we're able to just do that team approach. I mean, I really can't say enough about that.